Good morning, everyone. Thank you for inviting me and have a good chance to learn and share my experience. It is very important that practitioners of religion and law get together to discuss the topic of religion and public and private to find an effective way to promote a culture of peace, justice, and healing for all people in the multi-religious civil society throughout the world. This can be fostered through sharing ideas and experiences in the global context. As a Buddhist monk and a sannyasi professor, I am pleased to take part in the symposium on religion, democracy, and civil society, focusing on a religion in public and private session. I was invited to share my personal thought and experience about this topic. I will try to show an East Asian point of view based on the Korean culture that will be useful for comparison by Western scholars who are more familiar with the Euro-American traditions. I appreciate the thoughtful and significant effort of the organizer of this symposium to make meaningful contributions to people of various societies, not only in religious but in political field as well. In this paper, I will focus on some keywords of the topic by reviewing the meaning of this word from my perspective and then suggest some point of view from Sun, a way of Buddhist meditation, as a practical way to enrich humanity and society in terms of the private and public context. Religion in Korean is 종교, a compound word that originally consists of 종, top or rich, and 교, teachings, which literally means supreme teachings. In fact, 종 refers to a supreme state of being or reality, which is attained by enlightenment, and 교 refers to expression and teaching about 종. However, 종교 also refers to a religious and spiritual community or organizations, as well as to the supreme teachings of sages such as Buddha, Confucius, and Jesus, who were the founder of the Buddhism, Confucianism, and Christianity, respectively. Nevertheless, 종교 indicates the teaching of spiritual beings in general and of the so-called world religion in particular. Of course, this depends on the people and the situation involved. Therefore, 종교 in Korea, religious person refers to a person who belongs to a certain religious community, such as a Jeolwa Sachal, Buddhist temple and monastery, a Songdang, Catholic Christian church, a Gyohae, a Protestant Christian church, a Songwon, Islam mosque, or Gyodang, some indigenous denominational place of Chondogyo and Wonbulgyo, etc. It is noticeable that Jesa in Korean, a ritual service or memorial ceremony for a deceased ancestor and good in Korean, a shamanistic performance for a sick person or the departed, are included in 종교 의례, a religious ritual service. However, I would like to bring your attention to the epistemological and practical meaning of 종교, a Korean world of religion, which has been recognized more as a spiritual and educational term rather than a social and institutional one. Many languages have different words that can be translated as religion, but they may be use them in various ways. And some have no word for religion at all. For instance, dharma, a Sanskrit word, could be translated as religion and law, or simply truth, for Buddhists and Hindus. Therefore, we should be careful to understand the term properly in certain cultural and religious contexts. history shows that development of religion has taken different forms in different cultures. However, religion helps people to deal with the problems of human life that are persistent and unbearable, such as terror, sickness, and death. Religious beliefs provide a set of ideas about why and how the world is put together. They allow people to deal with suffering and to accommodate misfortune and anxiety. Some religions place an emphasis on belief, basically seen in the God-centered religions, while others emphasize practice in the human-centered religion. For instance, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam are examples of the former and Buddhism for the latter. Some religions value and focus on the subjective experience of the individual or private, while others consider the activities of the religion, religious community or the public to be more important. Some religions claim to be universal, believing their principle and worldviews to be binding for everyone, while others are intended to be practiced only by a closely defined or localized group. However, religion has also been associated with public institutions such as schools, hospitals, communities, the governmental and non-governmental organizations for managing the common concerns of people in society. In general, it could be said that religion is a collection of the belief system, cultural systems, practical ways, and worldviews that lead to practice and establish rituals with symbols that relate humanity to spirituality and moral values. Many religions have their own histories, traditions, symbols, and narratives that are intended to give meaning to life and the universe. They tend to drive religious rules, morality, and preferred lifestyle from their ideas about the cosmos and human nature. The word religion is often used interchangeably with faith, belief system, and the spiritual practice. However, religion can differ from individual private belief or practice in its communal and public futures. Most religions have practical regulations, including professional hierarchies and precepts, a definition of what constitutes adherence or congregations of laity. They have regular congregational assemblies or public service for the purpose of veneration to deities through prayers, as well as remembrance of their founders and practice of their teachings. They also preach their scriptures or doctrinal thought, as well as practice morality and relationship with other people of the community. The practice of the religion includes meditation and other spiritual aspects of human culture, while a ritual performance is to show one's devotion in an outward manner to supreme beings. In contrast, meditation practice is a spiritual inner path to seek the ultimate reality in one's inner world. Ritual service are active and expressive, but meditation practice are non-active and intuitive in silence. It seems that religion focuses more on institutionalized and communal factors in contrast to spirituality, which orient more to liberal and personal dimensions of religious reality. Although there have been various religions and spiritual traditions, we can classify religions into three broad categories. First, world religions, which refers to international or transcultural and traditional practice. Second, indigenous religions, which refer to smaller cultural-specific or nation-specific religious groups. So new religions, which refer to newly developed religious groups. I will not have to describe much. In many ways, we should understand and appreciate all religions without prejudice if they have not made human rights violations, but contribute to humanity and world peace. No matter how different they look or sound, we need interreligious dialogue and cooperation for peace and harmony among people in the world for the common good. Public in Korean is 공공 or 공중, which refers to a people, community, and the world. Private in Korean is 사사 or 개인, and refers to the personal and individual. In general, 공 specifies the official and is open to the people. 사 indicates it is unofficial and secluded. Therefore, 공 and 사 stand against and is contrary to each other. However, history shows that in Korea and East Asia, the Gong or public has come first and is treated more important than Sa, private, showing a tradition for common sense. For instance, the idiom 멸사봉공 in Korean, which literally means eliminate the private and support the public, has been popular and refers to self-rest, devotion of the people, and official duty to one's country. It seems that such a public-oriented tendency has been derived from an ancient background where ordinary and individual people were powerless and were ignored by the political, economic system, and social cultural settings of the day. However, in the enlightened world, and democratized society of the modern times, situations have changed and people have raised claim to human rights, which promote personality and individualism. Therefore, matter of the individual have been re-evaluated positively and are now balanced against public interest. In fact, it is clear that a community as a group of people consists of the basic element of the individual persons, and that a community could not exist without the individual persons as a part of the world. It is obvious that community should not one-sidedly demand the sacrifice of a person without his content, as well as a person should not damage and cause disorder to the community. Everyone ought to consider others as themselves. Everyone has to think about the well-being of their community and take responsibility for the care of everyone in it. Therefore, it can be said that both extremists of 전체주의, totalitarianism, and 개인주의, individualism, or 자유주의, liberalism, do not serve the well-being of the people in terms of private or public. In Buddhism, one of the most important and treasured concepts is Dharma, which is translated into Korean as a Bob. Bob literally means law, justice, and ideal. But Bob also refers to truth and the way which was taught by the Buddha, enlightened one, to lead one in attaining insightful wisdom and nirvana, perfect peace and happiness. Bob is for all sentient beings, including every individuals and communities of the humankind. Bob originally signified natural reality like the following of water. Water is soft and adjustable to certain situations, flowing down and waiting in peace, but will eventually overcome the obstacles and barriers on its way. It is said that we should live our lives to the way of truth, then nature shows us without prejudice and discriminations. In a similar way, rivers and seas have the same character of the water and show the diversity and the unity in harmony according to the time and space. The nature of Dharma is harmonious and non-dual, as well as being adaptable and peaceful. Bob covers everything in the universe. from a single part of to the world. What is the way or path on which all people should go, whether it is individual or communal, public or private, for common good and ultimate goal of righteousness and happiness of all. In general, people or their representatives in democratic societies and the countries of the world make laws through the legislative proceeding according to their social political situation. Some laws are made for executive public officers or governmental services to assure fair administrations and to provide for the officials' duty and responsibility to the people. Public officials ought to be to their work concerning religious affairs with neutrality, remaining indifferent to the denominational matters beyond one's private faith or religion. There have been some social tensions and conflict among different religious groups around the world. Because some public officials ignore neutrality and use their position and power for their personal religious interest, such cases brought disturbance and bad influence to other religious groups in society. It requires sensitivity in the public officers' attitude when executing religious affairs in the public domain. He ought to be indifferent and fair without personal religious orientation and interest. Because of the limited time, I skipped things about the son. If you have a time and ask me, then I will answer that. Okay. Then, simply with my conclusion. At the beginning, I reviewed the key words of the topic, religion, public and private, from the perspective of Korean practitioners to share some differences and similarities with Western participants. Then I introduced, but actually not introduced, Sun, Buddhist meditation practice that could be useful for any religious people to develop their spirituality in attaining enlightenment and the compassionate mind in which one could realize oneness or non-duality with others by overcoming egoism and discrimination. Then I responded to some questions, but I have no time to the given questions to answer. Anyway, in short, religion in public and private is an important issue which is a very sensitive and influential matter around the world, not only for religious cultural sectors, but for the social political situation in society. We should consider that this issue ought to be managed by the middle way in balance for the common goals in terms of peace and harmony in the world. Thank you for listening.